DG, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning, Chris. Always good to be with you.
DG, is this a done deal?
It's as close as you can be without it being, you know, filled out in black and white with the T's crossed and the I's dotted. I mean, Will Wade even took a question from the media and admitted his conversations with NC State. 99.9% of the time when you get a verbal agreement from a coach, which I believe NC State has, it works out the way you had outlined in your discussions. And, you know, there's weird cases that maybe that doesn't happen, but I don't think that's going to apply here. So whenever McNeese is eliminated from this NCAA tournament, that obviously allows a press conference to be planned at NC State and Will Wade to be introduced as the newest coach in the ACC.
Is there anything to read into the timing of this supposed hire that Indiana had hired their coach about 24 hours ago?
Yeah, there was a lot, not just speculation. Brad Brownell, the Clemson head coach, is originally from Indiana. And Will Wade is a graduate of Clemson University. And some wondered, and Brad, I know, holds the Indiana basketball job with reverence. Once it became clear that Brad Brownell was not leaving Clemson for Indiana, maybe that assured in Will Wade's mind that even if jobs A, B, and C were also open, he still wanted to be the NC State head coach. So we're not sure if that impacted the timing at all. But a lot of folks, of course, think about the possibility of coaching. Not only is it Will Wade's alma mater, Clemson, but it's also where he got his coaching start as a young graduate assistant under guys like Larry Shyad and Oliver Purnell. So once Brad Brownell announced with Clemson the contract extension for him to stay with the Tigers, maybe that just cemented what Will Wade thought he was going to do with NC State.
Visiting with David Glenn of the North Carolina Sports Network. DG, what should NC State and ACC fans know about Will Wade?
Well, he was a head coach around the age of 30 for the first time. He was hired by Chattanooga, and it's really hard to become a head coach by the age of 30 years old. So he made an impact as a young assistant coach. He worked for Tommy Amaker at Harvard as an assistant. He worked for Shaka Smart, now the head coach at Marquette, when Shaka was the head coach at VCU. So he clearly has been recommended by some highly respected coaches. And then he had brief tenures at Chattanooga, 2 years at VCU, 5 years at LSU, and 2 years at McNeese State now. And he's had success at all four of those schools. He has a big personality. He's still only 42 years old. He's very aggressive. I think Wolfpack fans are going to love the sort of the in-your-face aspect of his personality. He's not always that way. He's very personable and gregarious and easy to like in many ways. But he also has kind of that firm backbone where you can picture him never backing down from, you know, Duke or UNC down the road. He's got a feistiness about him to go with that that more personable, easier going part of his personality. And then, of course, as I think we discussed last time, he was out of coaching 2 years ago because of the sanctions for his various NCAA penalties at LSU. He was personally penalized for violating some serious NCAA rules. LSU still hasn't recovered from the sanctions that it was hit with because of the Will Wade era and the various penalties. But some of the things that he did wrong are no longer illegal. Some of the things he did wrong are still illegal. But there's no doubt that the guy's been a winner, and he's taken four different schools now to a pretty high level.
Given the current landscape of college basketball, college sports, the transfer portal, NIL, et cetera, is it fair to assume that Will Wade maybe already has some folks in place that would be on his staff working in the portal trying to get ahead when he does officially get the job at NC State?
For sure. And keep in mind, you know, Jay Lucas left Duke University at the end of regular season to become the head coach of the Miami Hurricanes of the ACC. Under Coach K, under a different set of rules, all those guys who left him, Steve Wojciechowski and Chris Collins, to become head coaches, they waited to the end of the year, meaning the end of the postseason. They weren't going to abandon their team midstream the way Jay Lucas felt he had to because of this new world where, Chris, the transfer portal opens this coming Monday.
Wow.
So even as Will Wade is trying to, you know, lead McNeese to an upset of his alma mater, Clemson, those two face off in the round of 64, he, of course, is building a staff. I don't mean today. I mean during his break. He, of course, has somebody who's looking at possible transfer portal people that he would try to sign at NC State. You can't even officially put your name in, but more than 100, maybe a couple hundred young people have already announced that they will put their name in when they're allowed to starting Monday. Well, once they make those announcements, you can do your due diligence and look at video and look at their stats and see if they're a good fit for your style of play, at least. So I would expect Will Wade to hit the ground running in recruiting and staff building, and probably some of those things are already in place before he officially gets announced at that press conference.
Can we look at this from a high-level standpoint with NC State? Because you and I have been around a while, we know about the previous hiccups when it comes to coaching searches at NC State, particularly in men's basketball. This seems like the athletic director for the Wolfpack, Boo Corrigan, really hit a home run and moved pretty quick on this.
Yeah, and it's not clear if this was Boo Corrigan's number one choice from the beginning. It is clear that a large majority of the Wolfpack fan base made clear that Will Wade was their number one choice. But I covered the search in 2017 that led to Kevin Keats, and he was not their first choice. And I covered the search that led to Mark Godfrey in 2011, and he was not near the top of their list. And in 2006, that was a train wreck. Sidney Lowe might have been, you know, choice number 72 before he got the job. And Herb Sendek before that was not their first choice. So you got to go a long, long way back. You know, maybe NC State alum Norm Sloan, you know, before I was born, to say that the Wolfpack got either its top target or one of its top two targets. And that is the case with Will Wade. Again, we're not sure how Boo Corrigan felt about, you know, some of the checkered past part of Will Wade's resume, but the majority of Wolfpack Nation, and I know some big-time Wolfpack boosters, came forward with promises of money and name, image, likeness contributions and other financial support. And it was tied in some of their eyes to it only if Will Wade gets this job. You know, Justin Gainey, the Tennessee associate head coach, he would have been a first-time head coach at NC State. And everybody loves Justin, a former Wolfpack point guard. But a lot of folks thought that would be an unnecessary roll of the dice in a very competitive ACC to give a guy his first head coaching opportunity. Will Wade's, you know, this is his fifth head coaching opportunity. So he's already proven himself as a recruiter and as a program builder. And so, yes, this search avoided 90%+ of the chaos of the more recent Wolfpack basketball coaching searches of the past.
DGs, I'll let you go. I want to ask you about the games, which are getting underway today outside of Will Wade. What are maybe the one or two things you're looking for over the first couple days of this NCAA tournament?
Well, just as a guy who's covered the ACC for so long, I'm curious to see if in a year where the league has its lowest representation of the past 40 years, when you get only 4 out of 18 schools into the big dance, that percentage-wise is as low as it's been since they expanded the bracket back in 1985, they might do what they've done maybe 3 of the last 4 years, which is have an ugly number get in, but then they do well, as in the case when both Duke and Carolina went to the Final Four in the same year, 2022. So maybe Duke and or Clemson, Louisville, and Carolina have long runs in them. And it could be maybe the third time in 4 years that a negative ACC regular season narrative was turned upside down because of the league's postseason success.
All rooting for that, DG. Really appreciate the time, as always. Find David's work at ncsportsnetwork.com. David, appreciate the time. Hope to talk again soon.
Thank you, Chris. Anytime, bud. Take care.
You too.